Clarice's Day is a piece that's a part of the series that is a participatory social practice to a certain extent piece that is a recreation of a day in the life of pretrial detainees at one of the for-profit detention centers here in Arizona. It takes a gallery space and, using minimal tools, duct tape or chalk, to mark the size of cells and a day room, chairs for participants to use to sit in those cells, vinyl or paper cutouts to mark where a sink and a toilet and a bed would be, and then 3-channel video on walls to mark, one video that marks the passage of time, one video that looks at the variety of locations of detention in the state. Again, this one was Arizona, but it really could be adapted for any location. And the third in that viewing used popular images from film and television of what those of us who are not in detention, jail, or prison see of detention, jail, or prison. So think Orange is the New Black, Cool Hand Luke, Escape from Alcatraz, Life. I mean, there's a whole cinematic history. The participants then individuals agree to participate in this experience, and they are processed. They are given a number and assigned to a cell. There are individuals who then act as prison guards and are basically given a limited script of things they could say, and they walk people through this day. In the Santa Fe Art Institute version of it, every 2 minutes represented an hour of detention. So lockdown, 2 minutes. Released for breakfast, 2 minutes. Back to lockdown for count, 2 minutes. Day room is open. So it walked through in about 30 minutes, an 8-hour processing plus an 8-hour day plus release, where at the end there is a cathartic, if you will, experience where everyone helps to deconstruct the space that was made with the modest supplies. I have a child who was detained pretrial for about 10 months at one of these facilities, and I asked this child to share the routine of the day. And so it is exactly as that routine was shared. For the most part, the response was reflective. People found the experience powerful because most had no connection to that part of the criminal justice system or any connection to the criminal justice system at all. Many people found the 24 minutes stultifying and boring, to which we did process afterwards. This is how I know the responses. And you know, the conversation then becomes, well, if you find 24 minutes of this extremely boring and soul-killing, imagine a day, a week, 10 months.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Today we're with Elizabeth Burden, a multidisciplinary Tucson-based artist who focuses her work on change-making. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.